Good afternoon. My name is Leslie Keller, and I will be your conference operator for today. Participation in this conference call is strictly limited to invited participants. This call is exclusively for financial analysts and investors. If you are not an invited guest, please disconnect at this time. I would like to welcome you to the conference call on the report on economic activity, public finances, and public debt as of the first quarter of 2022. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a questions and answer session. If you would like to make a question during this time, please press star eight on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press star eight again. I will now introduce you to the speaker, Rodrigo Mariscal Paredes, Chief Economist of the Ministry of Finance and Public Credit, to proceed with their remarks. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the conference call for the quarterly report on that. I just gonna make a few remarks regarding to the economic outlook and the public finances, and then we proceed to the questions and answers. Basically, what we've seen in the quarter, it's an increase in the conflict with Russia and Ukraine, and that has put some weight on the global economy. As the IMF has said, it's two shocks, one shock in the top of the other. Basically, what we've seen is a significant increase in commodity prices, especially those related to the where these two countries participate more in the global economy. Basically, oil, wheat, corn, and other fertilizers. Since that shock, what we've been trying to do in the federal government is try to adjust those shocks in order to smooth a little bit or as most as we can the shock to the inflation rate in the economy. Basically, let me go through the shocks in the global economy, and then I will start doing some remarks in the Mexican economy. Basically, what we've seen is that the price at the pump has been increasing in all in the globe. For example, in the U.S., we've seen in February and March an increase in 54% of prices at the pump, and also some important prices in the gas in Europe. Of course, we have not seen that in Mexico. We have tried to smooth that as much as we can. Nevertheless, it's something that we have to be very careful going forward. In terms of the economic activity, we see in the first quarter that was published today an increase of 0.9% quarter-on-quarter. This comes as a very good news for us because it's mostly in line with our range that we have in the pre-criteria, which goes from 1.4%-3.4%. I believe it's slightly above what the consensus had when we published the document. Up to the end of the year, we still think that this is gonna be positive. We see more risk on the positive side than in the downside, especially since all the talks that we've been having with the CEOs and some of the real estate developers in the northern part of Mexico related to the investment activity that is gonna be a great opportunity for Mexico regarding the current conjuncture, and also regarding what we already have seen in terms of the global value chains that have come to Mexico, the participation of the global value chains of Mexico. On the part of the sectors, basically, not every sub-sector have been recovered. We've been tracking the details of the sectors, and practically 25 out of the sectors have been fully recovered. We still have four sub-sectors between 99% and 95%, and we only have 10 sectors that are lagging the economy. Those sectors are more related to the, let's say, to the persistent shock that we've seen from the pandemic. We believe that these sectors have a potential to close the gap within this year. Just to give you some numbers, we estimate that if eight sectors that are lagging behind recover fully for the year, Not other sector have any growth, so it remains the same. We will be having a growth rate for the year of about 2.6%. From the demand side, we also have seen some positive news, although the outers that we've seen have some lag. The monthly consumption rate for January and the gross fixed capital formation have fully recovered with the latest outturns. Basically, what we see as a positive thing regarding to investment is especially the part of non-residential investment, which is basically driven to some extent with the public investment in infrastructure that has been happening in the oil part. In terms of employment, also we've seen positive signs of a recovery. We still see the creation of jobs, especially the formal ones. Practically, we have 21 months of new positions being created every month, with seasonal adjusted data done by the Ministry of Finance. And although we have seen some setbacks, but those setbacks were more hit or more related to the waves of the pandemic and also more focused in the informal part. Another positive thing is the participation rate of the labor force. Practically, it has fully recovered. Currently stands at 58.8% as of March, and we are below 1.4 percentage points the pre-pandemic levels. This is positive for Mexico, basically because we have not seen the tightness of the labor market that other countries have experienced, especially US, for example, Chile and Colombia, just to name some. Regardless of inflation, you probably have seen the news. So the Ministry of Finance has been studying a plan to smooth the shocks, especially for certain goods in the basic basket. This plan the president is going to announce the full plan, and we will be very happy to discuss the details. Now, what I just want to say about this is that the first line of defense that we already established is the excise tax that we've been adjusting to smooth the shocks of the gasoline prices at the pump. And we have provided an extra stimulus for the VAT and the personal income tax for the producers, for the distributors of gasoline. But a further package is going to come, and basically the idea is just to help the households to in these times when all the shocks to the prices are going to affect heavily on the incomes, but eventually I think that we can discuss more about the shocks and the estimates that we think, but the rationality behind is, besides helping the most poor households and smooth the shock, it's our intention, although we don't have a say in the decision, is to help a little bit the monetary policy to avoid or at least prevent many hikes going down the road, especially for the year. Now, let me just give some figures of the comments on the public finances as of the first quarter. So basically, the practically all the figures that we are publishing have good results. In terms of the performance of the fiscal balances, we are below the program, and basically the explanation is with regard to the income side, to the tax figures. Of course, we have the windfall from the oil prices. It has been shown, especially for the month of March. But we also have a good outturns in terms of the personal income tax. Especially, we have a growth of 13.5% versus the previous year. For the VAT, we have less collection that have a decrease about 9.3% in real terms from from the previous year. Also, we have bad results in terms of the excise tax, which we already have expected because of this transfer to the families and to the firms related to the oil prices. In terms of expenditure, we are a little bit above the program. We have an increase of 0.8% in real versus the program, and some advances in terms of the annual budget. Now, the public balance stands at 24.4% less than the previous period, and the primary balance has 61.2% increase versus the previous period. For the closing of the year, all the figures basically that we present in the previous periods remain the same. We expect higher revenues coming from the oil windfalls for the year. Basically, we budgeted at $55 per barrel in the budget, and we are expecting to have something close to $93 per barrel. Although that might be a little bit conservative because now the price of oil just for the average of the year, it's about $93 per barrel, sorry. The prices as of now has stayed or it seems that they are a little bit close to $100 per barrel. If the prices of oil remains in that kind of level, we might have $94 or $95 per barrel for the average of the year. Again, we think that Pemex is gonna have a positive income from that this environment. As we have discussed before, the federal government plan is to use that surplus from the oil revenues to subsidize and to increase the transfers to the households and smooth the shock of the excise tax for the gasoline prices. Now I'm gonna stop here, and I'm gonna wait for your questions.